Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hi, posters, and welcome to today's episode of The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. My guest today is a regular contributor to this daily podcast, famous artist Andy Zaltzman. How are you, Andy?
I'm all right, thanks. Well, you say famous. There was a bit of a scene some religious groups protesting at the opening of the exhibition. That's just the way of the world, isn't it? People will always find something offensive.
All publicity is good publicity, Andy.
Yeah. And I maintain that, you know, that was my own personal interpretation of what Zeus looked like. And if people find that offensive, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, the horse with an erection was certainly an arresting note.
Yes.
That piece of work.
Well, horses are sexual beings. I think we've got to accept that. You know, we might not be comfortable with it. And I mean, it does put a rather different timbre on professional horse racing. But some people get turned on by chase scenarios. I'm not judging the horses. But I don't want to talk. I'm not here to talk about my art.
Some headlines from the magazine. There is a holistic app that is about to be launched, which will tell you that you're getting fat whenever it detects you looking at cake. It's caused some controversy with body positivity groups.
Well, surely you don't need that app. You just use, tabloid newspapers and magazines, don't you?
Or the whole of human culture. A surge in both vegan and keto diets this year plans to pair up carnivores with vegans to divide sandwich ingredients for more mixed meals.
Well, I mean, this is an interesting development, actually, because I get quite annoyed as an omnivore that when a vegan comes to my house, I'm expected to cook them vegan food. But when I go to their house, they don't ritually slaughter a milk-fed suckling pig on their kitchen table, cook it to succulent perfection, and then let me eat it in a state of spiritual bliss while chanting the ancient equation heat plus pig flesh equals num-nums. But they won't let me do that, maybe because I'm Jewish. But apart from that, it just seems like double standards, doesn't it?
Absolutely double standard. Of course, cookbooks, as ever, are very popular. There's a new Jamie Oliver cookbook that's about to come out called Meals on the Go, which teaches you to include cooking in your very, very busy lifestyle, including frying eggs on the hot bonnet of your car.
Right. I mean, on the go, I assumed that meant that was, things you can cook in the toilet. Is that not? No? Skluton Malvern's got a couple of new places open. He's got an emotional cocktail bar that's opening in New York. And now that, we're all more aware of the environmental impact of the meat industry, he's opened up a couple of places, a Grill Me Grill and a What's at Steakhouse. The Grill Me Grill is that you have to be interviewed by the chef about So to make sure that you know all the implications of the delicious steak you're about to eat. And if you come up with convincing answers and justifications for it, you know, whether it's, you know, economic or environmental or just, you know, personal, cultural or an issue of personal freedom, then you're allowed to eat your steak. And if not, you're sent out of the restaurant, but you still have to pay. Or what's at Steakhouse, then your steak is presented with a little tablet showing the harrowing effects of global warming, exacerbated by the meat industry. So, you know, it shows you what's at stake, but you still get to eat your steakhouse. Your steak in the steakhouse.
Well, I can't wait to go to that restaurant.
Good.
Apparently there will be an upsurge in Instagrammable foods, Andy. Foods that look good while also tasting okay.
Right. Well, that's the absolute key with food these days, isn't it? That, you know, it's not about what it tastes like or the nutritional value of it. It's, you know, how smug it makes you feel, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Food needs to be aspirational and inspirational.
Because smugness is the nourishment of the soul, isn't it? And in many ways, the soul needs more nourishment than the stomach and everything other than science. So, yeah, I'm all in favour of this. What it needs, because food has health labelling on, but it doesn't have, you know, health of the planet labelling on. You need to know when you buy a piece of ethical food exactly how much good it's doing. So I want to see, you know, free-range tomatoes that have been excessively fairly traded, in which farmers have been given way, way over what they've asked for them. Then these tomatoes have been hand-stroked and soothingly sung to sleep before being plucked happily from the vine. I mean, that to me, and a good packet of those free-range tomatoes would be maybe the equivalent of 12 hours volunteering in a homeless shelter. And I think that should be on your packet. You know, that's those tomatoes should say, this is the equivalent of that.
And now for the classified section. For sale, a set of Le Creuset cookware, second-hand, used only once to dispose of a body in a cannibal feast. That is available for £60 or nearest offer.
I didn't realise I'd listed that one.
Giving away 300 kilograms of pasta bought in a late-night buying spree and now heavily regretted.
Is it cooked or dry?
I think it's dry, Andy.
All right.
Don't think you'd buy wet pasta off eBay.
Right, well, as we say, it is a late-night session on eBay. A lot of things get bought.
Well, I mean, you can inquire. There's an email address here. It says boughttoomuchpasta@gmail.com. You can email and inquire on the state of the pasta. It's free or nearest offer, and it's pickup only. Help wanted. A professional magician wanted to disappear my regrets. Can supply own dove.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Today's episode is Saturday the 4th of the year 2020. It is World Hypnotism Day, and of course it's the first Saturday of 2020, our weekend edition. In our weekend editions, of course, we take a dip into The Last Post Saturday magazine and have a look at slightly less political news, including entertainment, home decor and culture. This week, a food section. Andy, do you have any food predictions for the year 2020?
Can you first snap me out of the hypnotic state you've just put me into?
You're feeling very sleepy.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah, that's way less sleepy than I normally feel. Food. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great year for food, I think, 2020. People are going to eat. I think a record number of meals are going to be eaten in the world this year. I've done the maths on that.
Is that because there's a record number of people in the world this year?
Record number of people and, you know, more and more meals because people now live, you know, irregular times today, don't they? People have different, you know, kind of 0 hours contracts. They can't necessarily have a formal breakfast, lunch, and supper anymore. So there's these new meals are evolving all the time. Snunch, which is like a cross between lunch and snack. all these new meals. But there are it's like languages in India. You know, there's 29 official state languages, I think, in India, but about 1,500 languages that are spoken. But it's the same with meals. We've obviously got the three main meals and, you know, four or five formal sub-meals like high tea. But actually there's now probably in the world about 220 different meals, all with different names that we don't actually know. But some meals haven't. This is the interesting thing, actually. Some meals have not even been discovered yet by culinarians. So I mean, it's an exciting time. And I mean, I think there's going to be lots of new diets, clearly. I mean, every year there's, you know, diets that become commercially viable. And obviously veganism, we've seen over recent years, become more and more popular. There's going to be variations on that. The Megan diet, which you don't have to only eat vegan food, but you have to only eat food that you can justify to yourself. The Gregan diet, in which you only eat food that would be eaten by the former Australian rugby player George Gregan.
I used to have such a crush on him.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to query that at all, Alice. He was an extremely effective rugby player.
I mean, very effective, also very handsome.
Yeah, very incredibly shiny head, as I recall. I think that, you know, is quite strategically advantageous.
To dazzle your opposition.
Well, yes, use the floodlights in evening games, and it must be, you know, slippery through little... Anyway, look, the 5-2 diet as well. There's a new 5-2 diet in which you have to eat five of one thing and then two of another over and over again until you're full. And, well, I mean, on the subject of veganism, I think I mentioned the fruit-free lemon on Wednesday. The vegan foie gras, I think that's going to be the big breakthrough vegan food of the year, where you just leave geese unattended in a free-range aircraft hangar with a constant supply of high-grade luxury chocolates. They won't be able to resist. They'll fatten themselves up and they'll die ecstatically of natural causes, and then that makes it ethical to eat.
In our short story for today, England is to introduce German-style toilets with a shelf you poop onto before you flush, so you can truly see and understand what you've done, in order to hammer home the idea of consequences to the British public. How do you feel about this, Andy?
Well, I mean, A, too little, too late, and B, I'm not sure it's going to work, because, you know, humanity throughout history has shown an amazing ability to adjust to things. You know, if there's one thing we've learned about human beings in their various guises over the, what, past 2.8 million years or so, Alice, is that we can learn to look at appalling things, come to terms with them, and just get on with life. You know, Exhibit 1, 99.9% of all scientific research papers on the environment. You know, they might seem as unsightly as a shit on a shelf, but, you know, once you get used to it, then it's, just ignore it.
I feel like you can get used to anything. I like shit on a shelf as an update to the elf on a shelf.
Yes.
Which we saw recently at Christmas.
Yeah, the Christmas gift for the person that you really f***ing hate.
Oh, shit on a shelf. It watches you. It sends all of your data to Santa Claus.
Don't give away the secrets.
The avocado wars have escalated in South America. So the drug cartels moving in on avocado sales have escalated into full-on warfare.
Well, this is at last a politically convenient war I can get behind, because I was always a little bit sceptical of the wars for oil, but wars for avocados, I can see a much greater direct benefit to me from them. So if it's keeping the prices down, I'm all in favour of it.
Well, are you for the avocado farmers or are you for the cartel guys?
I'm for whoever keeps those avocados at a competitive price in my shop.
The spice That's, must flow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the avocado is a fascinating... do you call it a fruit or a vegetable?
It's actually a nut.
A nut, is it?
Kind of banana.
It's a vegetable, Alice, because you can put it in a salad. Anything you can put in a salad is a vegetable.
Which you means put chickens, pomegranate?
Chicken's a vegetable.
Chicken's a vegetable.
Technically, under that definition.
Fair.
The heat-resistant coating on the first NASA Apollo rocket was made of avocado skins.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it didn't, I mean, it didn't work, but that is a fact.
This has been the Saturday episode of The Last Post for January the 4th. Andy, do you have anything to plug?
Well, I'm doing a pro-celebrity water polo at the Olympic Park over the weekend. And I can't swim, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to come back on the show next week.
I will be in the stands with a flag and a rope to rescue you if you get in over your head, literally. Thank you so much, Last Posters. I will see you tomorrow. The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.